Louise, you've just completed your dressage test. Talk me through it.
Yeah, it was okay because he can get quite nervous with other horses and do sort of funny things, you know, in the canter and stuff when he thinks there's another horse coming near him. So luckily today we managed to get through all that, relax, and possibly I'd just worked in 5 minutes too long. That was my only thing.
It's another highlight in the equestrian calendar. Are you prepared as you can be coming into it this weekend?
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, they've had a few good runs and yeah, they're all going well. So fingers crossed they'll jump good tomorrow.
As you mentioned, you've got a few horses competing this weekend. Can you tell me a bit more about them?
So this horse I've just done the test on is Breakfast Baruch, and he's in the Novice Championships. So I've been producing him for probably the last 2 years. He had a really cracking year last year and went all the way up to intermediate from novice, from 100 start of the year, 100 and finished season winning an intermediate. So really happy with how quick progress he made. So just consolidating a bit this year. And he's hopefully going to Blair to do the new three-star, the old two-star, long format. And then I've got a big horse called Trevilic in the intermediate champs, who just did his first advance the other day. So this will be like his second advance. So excited for his future, but he's a big boy. He made some silly mistakes spooking this morning in his dressage at the crowds. He's got to get used to crowds. And then I've got Balladeer Millerman, my five-star horse, doing the open. So he does his dressage tomorrow. And then I've got a gorgeous Palomino mare who's called the Dumb Blonde, who's doing the advanced, and that'll be her second advanced. So she flew her first advanced double clear at Aston the other day, so we're hoping that she'll do that bit. She loves the jumping, but the dressage she finds a bit more tricky.
And the cross-country course here, it's very unique because of the terrain. What's it like to ride?
Oh, yeah. There are places where you can kick on a gallop, but there's so many places you can lose time so easily going up and down the hills. And the horses, you know, find it physically quite exerting too, just going up and down and twisting and turning. The old horses, I think they tend to learn their way around. So when I've had some of my old boys here, it's been great because they almost knew where to turn. But now, I'm on a new lot of horses, so... Yeah, it's hard. It's probably one of the harder tracks to ride, a bit like Burley with the hills.